The Children's House of Belsen, written by Hetty Ever Olm and read by Deirdre Rubenstein.
Get out!
Someone screamed. Bewildered, we left the train.
Leave your luggage except hand luggage and line up!
An SS officer shouted. A long queue formed. Mothers held on to their children. Some of the men were told to come forward. Dad was one of them. They were told to pack the luggage onto trucks. The long columns of people started to move. I could see a small bridge over the railway line, and although it was early in the morning, a few locals, mostly men, were watching us as we started to walk. We walked and walked and walked. When we left our luggage, we did not know if we would ever see it again, so we had all taken some small bags with us. Those bags became as heavy as lead during the long walk. Jackie, who had never been strong, was carrying a small rucksack. Now he looked green around the nose from weariness. When I saw his plight, I walked over to a man who wasn't carrying anything and appeared to be enjoying the walk. "Please, sir, could you be so kind as to carry my little brother's rucksack for a little while? He's only 9 years old," I asked.
"Look, you are not in Holland now. You are in my country," the man answered, looking down at me from his 1.83-meter height. "Here you have nothing to say. Carry your own bag."
Apparently, he was one of the German refugees who had been welcomed in Holland in 1937. Poor man, his own countrymen later killed him. He was one of the first to die in Belsen of starvation. I told Jackie to give me his bag, and Mum and I carried it between us. Our feet were dragging, and the speed of the columns had slowed down. Behind us we heard the SS shouting, "Hurry up, hurry up!" I glanced over my shoulder, and at the end of the column, I could see two elderly people supporting each other and struggling along with their luggage. The woman was crying, and the husband was asking the SS officer something. This resulted in the guard cocking his rifle at the couple and yelling, "Forward, forward!" A young man came up to the near exhausted couple and took all their bags so they could walk more easily. Where were we going? Would we ever get there? How long would it take? Dear God, help us. At least the road was made of bitumen, which was a blessing. We did not meet a soul. No cars, no people. Only the guards and their dogs. If the circumstances had not been so miserable, we might have enjoyed the beauty of the surrounding forest of stately pines. The hours passed, and we were still walking. Then, at last, we could see a high fence of barbed wire and a gate. On the other side was an office where SS guards were sitting. About 500 meters further to the left, we passed another gate. We had arrived in Belsen concentration camp.